I'm actually backstage at the Erith Playhouse, backstage at Ladies' Day. I'm here with director Mary Board. Tell me a little bit about the play.
It's about four women who are fish packers in Hull. Pearl is retiring, well, leaving early. And as her leaving do, she decides that they will go to Ladies' Day at Ascot, which in 2005 was actually relocated to York. And so through a very lucky find of Linda, they manage to actually get into Ladies' Day, and then the events that follow as all part of the story.
Are you able to introduce me to some of the cast we have here?
I certainly can. We have Susanna Churchill with us, who plays Jan, and we have Laura Bonner with us, who plays Linda.
Susanna, first of all, you took rather a liking to champagne in that production.
Yes,
is
indeed.
Is that fair to say?
It is indeed, yes. For a woman that starts off saying, just the one, because I'm not a drinker, she ends up absolutely blotto by the end of the first act.
So you sobered up remarkably quickly just now.
Yes, I'm absolutely, totally sober now at the moment.
What's yours like as a role to play?
Oh, it's great fun. Yeah, she's a lovely character to play. She had, actually, which I discovered tonight, quite a few laugh lines. And certainly the drunk scene was a great deal of fun. You think you have an idea of what these people are like, but as the play progresses, you find out that there are a lot of layers to all four of them. And what you think you know at the beginning, no, they're totally different by the end of the play. You've discovered a lot about them.
Now, Laura, tell me about the role that you play in this production.
So I play Linda. She's a really sweet girl. She's always slightly one step behind all the others, a bit slow on the upkeep. And she just absolutely loves Tony Christie.
How does her character develop without giving too much away?
So you understand there's more to Linda than this sweet girl. There is a lot of other things going on in her life. And although she is really lovely, she has a lovely storyline where she meets some people, and it's a really nice character to play.
How long have you been working on the production?
So I came in a little bit later to the production, so about, I'd say, 5 weeks or so rehearsals,
weeks,
and then show week coming up. So
yeah,
it's a lot to come together in 5 weeks, but it's a full team effort and it's really paid off.
Is there a life lesson in this production?
I think it's a real story about friendship and how no matter how different you are, you'll just come together in a nice friendship, and it doesn't matter who you are, what happens in your life, you look stick together and...
Yeah, the friendship of the women is very, very strong. And through the friendship, they can survive anything.
Now, two more of the cast join me here backstage at the Erith Playhouse. Introduce yourselves and tell me about the roles that you're playing tonight.
Hi, I'm Louise Gerard. I play Shelley, who is brossy, bold and just in your face.
I'm Melinda Hunt and I play Pearl. Pearl's complicated in some ways, but very straightforward.
Is there a message that you can draw from the roles that you play?
Probably friendship, confiding in people and not keeping things inside. Definitely on playing Shelley, she's kept everything inside and all of a sudden it just comes out. And she realises that actually she's got all these people around her who can actually help her. And I think that is a message for people, you know, if you've got a really good, solid friendship group. Yeah.
I think for Pearl, it's more to do with the fact that all of her life, she's been what everybody expected her to be. And actually, that wasn't really enough for her. And it comes as a bit of a shock, I think, to herself as well as her friends when they find out. And I think that it's like that for some people too.
Mm-hmm. It takes an outing for a special occasion.
It does.
For them to start revealing.
It does. It definitely does. Yeah, it definitely does. And I think what's really interesting as well is that you can see the mirroring of the older women, and the younger women can see their life in front of them. And that's particularly poignant for Shelley, because she can see what her life's going to be like if she stays where she is, because it's there with her every day.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any thought as to what happens afterwards?
There is a sequel
called Ladies Down Under. So if that gives it away, then...
Well, that's something to look forward to. Thanks very much for chatting to us. Yeah. It's a fabulous production. I love the way you play with our emotions towards the end. I don't want to give anything away, but I'm leaving on a real high tonight. The production is at the Erith Playhouse. It's Ladies' Day. It's on every evening until Saturday, the 9th of December. Tickets are £10, and you can find out more at playhouse.org.uk.